New York to Moscow by train. You're listening to NewsEnglishLessons.com. During the Cold War, back in 1959, American Senator Warren Magnuson asked the Soviet Deputy Premier, Frol Kozlov, about linking their two countries. He was not the first to have this idea. Russia's Tsar Nicholas II suggested it in 1905. Senator Magnuson believed a bridge or tunnel to connect Siberia and Alaska would help the USA and Soviet Union live next to each other more peacefully. He said, "Real American families driving in American-made cars will do more for good relations than a conference." Over half a century later, the idea has returned. The BBC reports that Russian officials want to dig a tunnel under the Bering Sea. It would be 105 kilometers long, which is twice as long as the UK to France tunnel. The tunnel would cost around $12 billion to build and take up to 15 years. There would be an extra cost of over $100 billion for an additional 6,000 kilometers of train track to connect US and Russian cities and ports. The tunnel would also provide an important link for US and Chinese trade. Passengers could make the New York to Moscow trip by 2041.